I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch says he strongly supports President Obama's plan to normalize relations with Cuba. Welch says removing the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba could provide essential medical supplies to the Cuban people. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
2 years ago, Congressman Peter Welch visited Cuba as part of a special congressional fact-finding mission. Welch says he was struck by the high quality of the Cuban education system and the basic services provided by the country's healthcare system. But he says it was also clear that the long-standing U.S. trade embargo imposed on the Cuban government was taking its toll on many of the Cuban people. That's why he welcomed President Obama's announcement last week that the administration would take steps to normalize relations with the communist government of Cuba.
We may want to punish the Castro brothers, and to do that, impose an embargo. But if the impact of the embargo has its most severe consequences on innocent people in Cuba, how is that a good thing?
Some critics of the president's plan argue that the proposal will reward the government of Cuba with new trade and tourist opportunities. But Welch says it's clearly time to end the embargo.
It's very outdated and ineffective. The basic approach of diplomacy is that you engage, you have an ability to interact and to communicate, to try to address problems. The embargo is just a relic of the Cold War past.
Welch is convinced that ending the embargo will have a positive and practical impact on the people of Cuba.
So you get rid of this embargo, which I hope we do ultimately as part of this policy, and medical equipment, medical supplies, other things can go to the Cuban people. Their lives can be improved a bit. That's a good thing.
Welch says he hopes that the president's plan will allow for an expansion of agricultural trade missions between Vermont farmers and the Cuban government. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.